Welcome to Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity. My sister and I would like to share a treasure we found in our mother's attic, our grandfather's writings. For over 50 years, Papa was internationally known as the preacher of the timeless Word of God. Please join us now for a 5-minute devotional taken from the books Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, based on the writings of the Reverend L.A. Mead.
Our devotion today is entitled, Do We Need the Church? And our key verse is Acts 20:28, the Church of God which He purchased with His own blood. There are multitudes of church members who feel no thrill when words like this are read in their hearing. They do not believe that the church has any exalted claims upon their loyalty or their love. Christ died for us who are not perfect, and what is the church but the sum of all of us? Despite her faults and weaknesses, the church is necessary to your best life and worthy of your love, your loyalty, and your loftiest service. The outstanding representatives of Christianity, the genuine prophets of the Christian era, have treated the church with peculiar reverence. Take Paul as an example. He was intense in his personal Christian life, had profound insight into the needs of men, yet his attitude expresses amply that his Christian experience was not for himself alone. It was to be enjoyed in a fellowship that included rich and poor, learned and ignorant, advanced and backward, and so he became an organizer of churches. Wesley, Booth, Augustine, and Williams all substantiate in their writings that the history of Christianity is for some reason the story of an organized movement of the church. Consider the relation of the church to the Lord Jesus. He founded it and gave it his truths, forces, and ideals. His personal position as the head of the church gives it its foundation as the core of his work and his purpose, the Great Commission. They of like faith draw together naturally for the love of the founder of the church that drew men to him, drew them to one another. You see, beloved, if men and women content themselves with a life apart from the body, it is because they lack something that was powerfully present in the experience of the first disciples and later church leaders. To quote from Wesley's diary, the Bible knows nothing of a solitary religion. You see, your life needs the church, and the church needs you. As you contribute your life to God through her, she will be strengthened. As you give your devotion to God, her love will be purified. And as you give your energies and enthusiasm, she shall be enlarged. We say my church as we say my family, my home, my wife. I can meet with other Christians in united service, in great worship gatherings, or forward movements of the church, but my love, my service, my time, and money must be given to my own. It is where my church family meets to worship God and love each other, where the Holy Spirit brings power and unity for the progress of the gospel. We have been providentially placed under the care and nurture of our local body. It offers me more work than I can do, more privileges than I can attain, more blessings than I can enjoy. The church cannot live without power, so I must become a Spirit-filled Christian and pray that the Holy Spirit descend upon it, that it may become a church after God's own heart, a church of passion and power, a church with the shepherd's heart, full of the love of God, on fire for souls, and victorious over sin. Dear Lord, sometimes I diminish the importance of the church in my life and find excuses for not being faithful. Let me follow the example of Christ and regard the church with the reverence and importance it deserves. Amen. We hope you will visit us online at www.classicchristianity.net. If your goals include spending time with the Lord each day, we can help. Check our online store for devotionals for the whole family, including the At Papa's Knee series of children's devotionals and the books from which these radio broadcasts are taken, Classic Christianity, A Year of Timeless Devotions, Volumes 1 and 2. These books make wonderful gifts appreciated by both families and individuals as a plan of daily worship for the home. These are all available on our website, www.classicchristianity.net. Thank you for joining us for Timeless Devotions with Classic Christianity.